Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I am glad that you are here joining with me today on a beautiful morning. It is September 18th, 2022. It is a Sunday, and it is, what time is it? It is 6:37 in the morning, and the it's now looking like day. You know, it's darker in the morning again. I mean, not again, but it's progressively getting or staying darker longer, and sunset is coming sooner. Our outdoor security light just turned off a couple of minutes ago, and I'm hearing the roosters crowing, and it's, you know, 6:30. Should have been happening sooner. And I was commenting to my wife last night when we were getting ready to go do chores. You know, when it was the last part of June, we would wait till 9 o'clock for it to be dark enough that the chickens would have gone to roost and we could close them up. But now it was 7:30 and it's like, well, we probably ought to get out there and take care of the chickens. I think fall is just about here. And when I look on the calendar, it is just 4 days away for the official start of autumn. Now, one of the things that I like to do whenever it is the, I guess they call it the equinox, when it is, right there halfway between the winter solstice and the summer solstice, I like watching sunrise and sunset on the roads by our house, because everything in our area is pretty well laid out on square miles. So east and west roads are straight and they are true east and west. And you can catch the sunrise, but especially the sunset in our area just beautifully for that one day, because it's setting, the sun is setting on the road. And that's kind of a cool thing. But you know, there's all kinds of signs that that autumn is here. You can't really tell by the temperature this week because we're in the 80s again. But you can tell by looking around at nature. So I'm sitting here on my back deck, and there's three garden boxes, and one, the plants are all dried up. The two of these had marigolds in them, and the one, the marigolds have died. They've run their lifespan, and we have lots of little seed pods, you know, hanging down. Some are still sticking up. Some are hanging down. And that's a sign that, hey, you need to gather these and finish drying them out if you need to, and save them so you can plant more marigolds in the garden boxes. And I look at the other garden box, and there's still some green marigolds in there. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 blooms, and goodness, let me go over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blossoms or buds ready to open up. No, 7. 7 are ready to open up. So we have some that haven't heard that it's autumn yet. And the one garden box is definitely there. I don't know what's in this third one. I think it is, we had cilantro in it and a couple of other plants. And now I think there's just kind of weeds and grass that's growing up. The goldenrod is beautiful. And if you're a friend on my Facebook page, you would have seen a large field of goldenrod that was just making my allergies go crazy. I've got one friend who loves goldenrod and commented back to me that she has a patch near her house that she just loves and is jealous that I have so much. Well, don't tell her, but that big field of goldenrod, I was in the process of mowing because it's part of our conservation reserve program with the Department of Agriculture. And it had not been mowed for a while. And so it needed to be mowed off this year. So there's only a little small patch that's going to get mowed yet from that part. But we still got acres and acres and acres of goldenrod, which is one of the last blooms that bees will utilize in the fall to top off either the honey supers or top off their own supplies for winter. You know, that's kind of the thing about winter, or I'm sorry, well, about autumn. Autumn is, there's all kinds of signs that nature is preparing for winter. And some people look at signs for additional meaning, but we can look and simply say things are changing. I noticed that apple trees are dropping apples. And I want to do some canning of apples. So I need to, well, I've contacted one person and said, hey, do you, they're in town. And I said, do you pick up or use your apples? And it's like, no, they just get in the way of the lawnmower. Can I have your apples? Yes, come and get them. That'll be fine for us. I have a relative that last year gave us some apples, and after she was done with all of her canning and making pies, and I'm hoping that I might be able to get some from her also. I found a neat recipe for canning apples in a way that you're basically canning pie filling, and I think that sounds good to have apples for pie filling. And so you've got those signs that are taking place. Persimmons, we used to have a beautiful old persimmon tree, and it died a few years ago. There was a volunteer that came up, and but it was in a very bad location, and it wound up dying. But we planted one a couple of years ago, and it doesn't put off any persimmons yet, but it's growing. But you know, when you have persimmons that are ripening, you know, you have wild persimmons, and then you have domesticated. The domesticated, they will, you know, they're typically larger. They ripen sooner. Your wild ones, you got to wait till they have dropped on the ground. You, in most cases, you don't want to pick and eat a persimmon that, you know, it's picked off the tree, because it will be an unbelievable experience for you, not in a good way. But there's all the different signs, you know, the fields. I noticed that around here, the bean fields are yellowing. The corn fields, the stalks are drying up. I did go out and checked the fields and picked a few ears and just kind of looked at them, and they still have a lot of moisture in, so they're going to need a lot of good drying days before they can be picked. And for the beans, I don't have bean fields, so I didn't go in them, but they're still very, very green. But there's all the different signs of autumn. I love the evenings. We've had a couple of fires out here in our fire pit, and we turn off our outdoor, you know, security lights, and it's just wonderful. And I'm wearing flannel again. To me, that's a big sign. I love flannel, but you sure can't wear it in the summertime very easily. And what comes after autumn? Autumn is a season of where nature is preparing for winter. Get the seeds in the ground. If the seeds are in plant or in fruit, you know, hopefully you got enough sugar in that fruit that animals will eat it. It goes through the digestive tract, and you have the seeds being scattered in the animal scat around the area. As it starts to get cooler and cooler, we'll see the goats and our guardian dogs. They will start getting additional fur. There's one of the things with goats is they have, for their winter coat, they actually have cashmere fur come in, even though they're not like, you know, it's not that our breeds are known for having, you know, an abundance of it, but it comes in. Our dogs also grow a second coat of this very fine cashmere type fur that keeps them abundantly warm in wintertime. You'll see farmers noticing the signs and getting their final things ready for winter themselves. You know, can you get a last cutting of hay? Do you have enough hay? I know that there's a variety of different homesteaders that need hay for their animals, and they talk on their YouTube channels about getting the hay in for the winter. And I guess nature and farmers that are very, I say, very connected to nature because you're working with nature on a daily basis, they see fall as a time of work, bringing in the crops, and doing preparation for, you know, a long winter. And depending on where you live, winter can look different. Now, there's some people that are looking at the sign of the persimmon seeds. Now, I haven't heard anybody talking in my immediate area. But in other areas, what people are finding are spoons in the persimmon seeds, which is the sign that there could be a lot of snow in the winter. I'm not happy about a lot of snow. It's one thing if you just have to, you know, shovel off a driveway. But when you got as much lane and area that needs to be plowed off, that part's not fun with farming. But, you know, you prepare for winter. And let me ask you, do you prepare for winter? Are you preparing for what you need? You know, some folks say, well, I've never had to really prepare before. You know, if I need clothes, I go to the store. If I need food, I just go to the store. If I need this or that, I go to the store. But if you read articles in regular mainstream media, you're seeing that there is not a good economic sign taking place. You may hear, oh, the economy is wonderful. But you keep seeing the signs that inflation keeps going up. You go to the store and you see the prices keep going up. If you watch some of the different farm news sources, you'll see where, hey, there was a big sell-off of beef earlier this year because hay prices out west are too high. They're too high to feed cattle through winter. So there's a big sell-off. What does it take to make another cow? Make a calf that's going to, you know, become a steer that will become hamburger or steak. Well, if you sell off your cows, you've lost your ability to make a calf the next year. And it's not like you just drop a calf seed in the ground and plant it, you know, water it and it grows. You know, the gestation period is 9 months, just like for people. And then it's going to be at least a year to a year and a half before that calf is grown enough that it's ready for harvest. So those are some signs there. Have you seen in the news where there is, you know, signs of a potato shortage, that there was not as good of a potato crop? Well, when do those potatoes get sold? After they're harvested, but it's not looking too good. Have you noticed the price of potatoes? I was at Walmart the other day. We get our potatoes either there or at Save-A-Lot. And a 10-pound bag usually is about $3.50 or $4.50 on, you know, if it's higher. Walmart's was over $10 for that 10-pound bag of potatoes. So, wow. Something's happening there. They're talking about corn. May not be that good of a harvest this year. Argentina. The concerns down there is regarding a long drought, and that they're concerned that if they plant, because they're, of course, 6 months off from us regarding seasons, you know, we're going into winter, or getting ready to go into fall, they're getting ready to go into spring. And they've had so much drought, there's question about how much grain they're going to be able to plant. And that's a big producer for the world stage. I've known for years that whether the crop is good or bad affects prices of grain in the United States. I've known that my whole life, hearing my parents talk about it, listening to farm reports and stuff. So what's that going to do? There's signs. So just like the signs that lets us know that autumn is almost here, and that that will lead to winter, and it's time for nature to do what nature does in preparation for winter. Are you looking at the signs that may tell you, hey, this may be a little bit of a different year? Things are kind of different. You know, are you preparing yourself? Are you preparing yourself with making sure that you have more than a 3-day supply of food in your pantry, in your cabinet? Maybe you don't have a pantry, you just have that cabinet. You know, are you setting aside in your budget, setting aside more money for the priorities, the big priorities? I just saw an article where Finland is having a big energy crisis, and that they had to put some additional power plants that were decommissioned back online, or they were just not active at that time, had to put them back online. And the price of energy skyrocketed, resulting in a lot of factories shutting down in Finland. You know, when you get your electric bill, how much is that electricity that you pay per kilowatt? Usually it's like 5, 6, 7 cents a kilowatt. Well, theirs jumped to the equivalent of about $5 a kilowatt. So there's different signs that this may be a different winter. And it may be worth doing a few different things this year. You know, I look at my bales of hay. I've got about 3 left over from last year. Just in case this is a longer winter, I'm going to stockpile a few more extra bales than what I did last year. You know, I'm going to do a few other things around for the animals. A little bit different, just a little bit of a, you know, increase in supply. You know, chicken feed, used to buy it by the 50-pound sack. We now have a bulk storage piece of equipment that I can take it down to the local feed mill. I can get it ground to my specifications, the feed, and then it's there, and I've got, you know, a ton that I can go through. And it's a lot cheaper than the ever-increasing price of chicken feed. Doing something different. Doing something different because this may be a different kind of winter. So, in looking at fall, enjoy it. Enjoy the cool evenings. Put on your flannel. If you got a fire pit, enjoy some little fires in your backyard. If you don't have a fire pit, find somebody who does or get one. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the fall. And in the old scouting way, be prepared also. All right, that's it for today. Hope you all have a great one. Make the most of it. Enjoy your Sunday. Worship at the church of your choice, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.